Welcome, everybody, to Disney World A to Z. This is the podcast for all things Walt Disney World from A to Z. We'll take you through the magic alphabetically. I'm your host, Emma. Today's very exciting. We have another listener trip report. We have Taylor here with us. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
We're so excited to hear about your trip, a college graduation celebration trip. It must have been a lot of fun.
It was so good. It was like the perfect timing, and it was a great way to celebrate.
That's awesome. And I know Taylor's been in the Facebook group for the podcast, and I think you were talking about like budget tips. I'm sure you had found some good ones.
Yes, I did. I was able to come out not feeling like I just blew tons of money with it. So
awesome.
It was great.
All right. So I guess we can just jump in. Do you want to tell us about your first day?
Sure. So we drove down. I live in Georgia, so it was about a 9-hour drive. And so we left first thing in the morning and got down there around 6 o'clock. And we dropped things off at the hotel, and then we went to the outlets for the character outlet first.
Oh, fine.
And yeah, and we looked around. I didn't find anything. It's always like a hit or miss with the outlets, whether or not they have stuff. But my boyfriend got his mom a pair of Mickey ears because she's going later in the year.
Aww.
And so he was able to snag her some that weren't like $30, which she was happy about.
You sometimes see people like getting amazing deals at that place. Like, aren't there sometimes Dooney and Burks that are like on sale?
They had some dress shop dresses there too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't go to the outlets a whole lot. They're over by Mary Queen of the Universe, I think. So whenever we go to Mass there, we sometimes go to the outlets. but yeah, I always forget about that because the character shop there.
Yeah, it was good. Like, he got like light up ears for her too. So they weren't something that like everybody was wearing. And I think that they were $8.
Wow.
So a really good tip for anybody who's looking for souvenirs is going there the first day and kind of getting their retail therapy out before the parks lure you in. And then after that, we ate at the Polynesian for dinner because the fireworks were starting.
Aww.
So we just went to Captain Cook's, the little quick service, and we both got kids meals because at quick services, they don't care if you're a kid or an adult.
And often they're amazing kids meals. Like, I've done that a lot too.
Yeah, I got the skewer of grilled pineapple and grilled chicken, and it was delicious. And
so
he
good.
Got cheeseburger with french fries and stuff. So, and we could see the fireworks because we just sat by the window, so we could see the fireworks out the window.
Oh, that's great.
Which was a good view. And then we headed in early because our first official day in the park was Hollywood Studios.
Nice.
So we got up pretty early. We were staying, by the way, we were staying off property at the Rosen Inn.
Okay,
because
cool.
I was looking at Expedia to try to find good deals. And sometimes they'll have like flash deals where hotels go for cheaper. And so that was a way that we saved money for our trip overall. And so it was about a 15-minute drive to most of the Disney parks.
That's really close.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, especially if you're driving down. If you needed to rent a car, then like I don't think it would be worth it. But if you're driving down, staying off property is always a good option. And so we got there we were probably pulled through like the ticket gate around 7:45, 8 o'clock. So we were in the park by 8:20, and it was a 9 o'clock opening. And we wanted to just rope drop Toy Story Land because we wanted to be able to ride Slinky Dog. And we were like, we don't care if it's like a 70-minute wait. It'll be the first thing of the day. And while it's cool, because I've heard it gets really hot during the day, we wanted to be able to wait in line for it. So we got there, and it said a posted wait time of 70 minutes. And we were on... They let us into Toy Story Land at around 8:50, and we left the line from Slinky Dog after riding it at 9:10.
Nice. They shouldn't lie much. Like, that's too much of a margin. Like, if it's 20 minutes and you inflate it to 30 or even, like, 40s pushing it, but, like, I could kind of see. But 70, that's, like, just, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, as we were walking up, I'm like, I don't believe this for a second. And we could see the line. Like, we were in the actual queue. We weren't even waiting outside of the queue line. So I'm like, this isn't going to be that long of a wait. But we were amazed because like 10 minutes into official park opening, we had ridden Slinky Dog and we loved it. Oh, it's such a cute ride. Like the part where it pulls back before you shoot forward. It really feels like you're on like a slinky. Yeah, so
it's got such a fun storyline and all the characters.
It was very cute. And my boyfriend's a really big Star Wars fan, and so he could see Galaxy's Edge, and he was freaking out over that. He was like, oh my gosh! So I think I saw more of the Toy Story side of it, and he was just really excited about seeing the sneak peek into Galaxy's Edge area.
I can't wait to see how they're going to manage that transition, because they are right next to each other, like Toy Story to...
I know!
I haven't seen, like, I guess I should look more at the concept art, because I now know stuff is now coming out, but like... Yeah, it seems like so abrupt, you know, like from toys to Star Wars.
And all like the, you know, pastel colors and like the primary colors. And then it's sort over into and, Star like, Wars land.
And
I was like, I found it fascinating that we could see so much of it. Because I know that Disney always tries to block off their lands from each other. And then this one, it was just kind of like, here it is.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, like Walt, I think at Disneyland, he would hate it when like a cowboy walked through Tomorrowland and it'd be like, that's a terrible story. Yeah. So that's why they built the Utilidor, is to fix that. But now it feels like they're kind of like, oh, it doesn't matter too much. What about Walt?
But it was a great first ride and way to start the day. And then we hit Midway Mania, and then we had a fast pass from 9:05 to 10:05 for Rock and Roller Coaster. Nice. So after we got off Midway Mania, we like dashed over to Rock and Roller Coaster area, and it was great. And then we had a Star Tours fast pass, which was really good. I kind of got motion sick on it, though. I will say that like the 3D glasses... And the 3D isn't, like, as good as something as, like, Flight of Passage. Yeah. And mixed with the movement, like, kind of got me a little motion sick. Yeah. And then we just kind of took it easy for a bit because it was starting to get a little bit warmer. So we met Goofy. Aww. He was out in front of a random gate. Just, like, we were walking by and he had, like, no weight.
That's
so we
awesome.
Hopped and met Goofy. And then, and he was a great character meet. And then we watched Muppet 3D Vision, which, like, I love the Muppets, so I always love that movie, even though it's kind of campy. I think it's cute. And then we went over to the Launch Bay area to meet some of the Star Wars characters.
What were those lines so like? Were they getting long, or were you early enough then?
They were not bad. They actually stayed pretty low the whole day. The biggest wait times all day were for Mickey and Minnie and Mike and Sully, which stayed consistently at 55 minutes. But they were always at, like, I think the highest one was 25 minutes for Kylo Ren. And other than that, Chewbacca was a 15-minute wait, and BB-8 was a 10-minute wait. So we just met Chewbacca and BB-8, and they were very fun. The Chewbacca was sweet, and it's so funny because meeting BB-8, you don't know what you can do. So, like, the picture of us is kind of awkward because we're both standing with, like, our arms plastered to our sides because we're like, can we touch it? No. Like, what can we...
That meet and greet, I feel like, depends so much on the cast member, because I know once when we went, like, the cast member was really fun and was, like, translating for us, but it is awkward because you're like, should I not touch him? Can I touch him? Like, and then you see pictures of some people online touching him, and other people are like,
I was too scared to risk it, but it was fun, and, like, my boyfriend loves BB-8 and, like, the droid, so he was freaking out afterwards. And then we went to see the Beauty and the Beast show, which I hadn't seen since I was a kid, and so seeing it brought back a lot of nostalgic memories for me. And it's always good, like, they have the fans going even though it's outside, so it's a good place to, like, cool off midday, and kind of take a breather, because Hollywood Studios, I will say, we went to Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom as well, and Hollywood Studios is a brutal park to walk through, because there's, like, not a lot of shade, and everything is so spread out from each other that you feel like you're constantly walking to the other
end
of the park.
And right now, it's worse than ever because of Galaxy's Edge.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like there are two big dead ends where normally there should not be a dead end, so... It'll be, the flow will be better once. And hopefully they'll have some indoor, you know, areas to cool off inside Galaxy's Edge.
Definitely. I hope they have better shade than Toy Story Land, because after Beauty and the Beast, we went back for Midway Mania again, and we were like, oh my goodness, it was so crowded at that point, because it was like maybe 1 p.m., and we were like, oh my goodness, it is so hot, and there really is no shade. And we had gotten a fast pass for it, because I think I had used my this was my third, like, final booked fast pass for the day before I got a rolling one. And we got in, and we were halfway through. I think we were by, like, the alien rings, and the ride shut down, and we had to get evacuated off of it. So we got to walk through Midway Mania, which I will say, like, there's so many little secret things that you don't see because you have the 3D glasses on. Yeah, and you just,
it's hard to get your bearings in there. That's so cool.
Exactly. So we got to walk out through it, and they're like, no pictures, because some people were trying to take pictures of it, and they're like, you can't take pictures of anything. But then we got a multiple experience fast pass, which for anybody who goes to Hollywood Studios, we found out the hard way by walking all the way over that Tower of Terror does not accept the multiple experience
fast pass. Wait a minute. That's bizarre. Like, you would guess that it would be like, the Slinky Dog Dash, like the big one, that one. But why
It wasn't valid for Alien Swirling Saucers, Slinky Dog, or Tower of Terror, but it was valid for Rock and Roller Coaster. That is so weird. So, but I just figured, I was like, it's got to be valid for this, because I feel like they're on the same level. We scanned, and the guy's like, you have a fast pass for Midway Mania later. And I was like, oh, no, I have a multiple experience. And he's like, yeah, you're not in luck here. And I was like, oh, okay.
A little too in character there. A little bit nicer might have been better.
But Tower of Terror had like, bad luck all morning, because this was about 2 o'clock that we had gone over there, and they were shut down all morning. It stayed, we didn't ride it because it was 175 minute wait the whole day. So after that, we met Edna Mode, because we were in that Pixar area. She was very funny, and she like complimented my ears, and then she kind of did like a diss hand to my boyfriend. And so in the picture, she's like dissing him and like buddy buddy with me, and so he's just kind of standing there. It's a very funny photo.
All the attitude. I love Edna.
She's great. And then we got some like coffee, and I got a Joffrey's donut. And then we went over to meet Mike and Sully, because it was so hot and it was an air-conditioned queue. And we ended up waiting about 35 minutes for them, even though it said 55
minutes. Why did they do this? The lies. Lies to the galaxy.
Which I always, at this point, I'm just like, I'm going to try it anyway, because I have a feeling that it's not going to be that long. But they were super cute, and they're cute. They're picture spot is in front of Boo's door they have propped up. So it was really sweet, and they were fun to meet. And then we went back to Toy Story Mania, because they had got it running again. And we had snagged a fast pass for later, because we were like, if it's still broken down, then we'll get a multiple experience. But if not, then we can ride it again. And we rode it. So we had kind of like, I won one and he won one, and we never really got to see what the tiebreaker was, because it shut down in the middle of the other one. So we tied as far as we know. And then we went to Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and I hadn't seen that one since I was a kid either, and they really cut up the story.
It's so like, weird whenever you go back to it, because don't they have like the like dark neon, like everything is black?
Yeah.
There's a word for that. I can't remember what it is, but it feels so bizarre.
It's a very weird show, because it starts with Under the Sea, and then it like goes back to part of your world, and then Ursula comes in, but then she still had her fins at the end. We were very confused about it all. Afterwards, my boyfriend's like, I don't remember the movie being like that. And then we used our multiple experience on Rock and Roller Coaster. And the first time of the day we rode it in the front area, and then the last time we got to ride it in the back row. So that's always fun to kind of see the difference from the front to back row. And then my friend is a Disney College Program person, so we met up with her, and we did the Frozen sing-along, which I didn't want to do at first, but I think it was my favorite show in Hollywood Studios.
That's hilarious.
Like, the narrators are hilarious. Like, the narrators make the show entirely. They were super fun. And we were sitting in the front row, so they kept on interacting with us a lot. And it was a very cute show. And they kind of made it like they knew nobody wanted to be at a Frozen sing-along. So they tried to make it fun. And we ate at Pizza Rizzo for dinner in like the Muppet area, which was actually really good. I got a salad and both my friends got pizza and they really liked it. And it was a good like quick service area. And then we met Olaf because his queue was like 5 minutes. So he was fun to meet. And then we saw the new animation projection show. It was so good. It was absolutely stunning and like everything that I feel like Disney people have been asking for out of their show, because it had a lot of underrepresented films in it. Like they had an Emperor's New Groove section for like 30 seconds. It wasn't just like a blip on the screen. Like it was a full thing projected all over the Chinese theater, and they had Hunchback and Hercules and Wreck-It Ralph, and they had like at the end like a little bit all about Walt, which just made me cry. I started crying. I like couldn't hold it in. And it was a very well done show. It was about 12 minutes, and we just sat down there maybe 30 minutes before it had started, but it was also only about 3 days after it had released, so I don't think there was a buzz around the show yet. So we sat like right at the front where they had it roped off for the dessert party. So we got a really good view of it, and it was just awesome. I mean, Disney does projections so well. So we really enjoyed that, and then we left for the night because that was around like 9:20 is when we headed out of the park before the Fantasmic rush started to leave. So it was a good first day.
So the projections, I haven't seen a whole lot about this yet, but it's not fireworks. It's just the projection show.
They have some fire, like shooting up on villain sections. And then there's like a couple of fireworks that like if somebody shoots something, it'll like shoot out. They had an Incredibles section, so they had Syndrome on the screen and things were shooting out there. But it's not a full fireworks show. And also they really represented Pixar movies overall in that show, which I think that they're trying to do in Hollywood studios a lot more. But there was a good like 5 minute chunk that went from all different Pixar movies. They had a little bit of Ratatouille, Finding Nemo. That's so nice. It was really good. And it was different than anything that I've seen before with something like Fantasmic or Wishes or now Happily Ever After. So it was really fun, and it happens around the same time as Fantasmic, so the crowd was not that bad there, which was also good, so you can kind of beeline it to the exit afterwards. Yeah, that's great.
The Wonderful World of Animation. Wow, this sounds really cool. I feel like Hollywood Studios is always a park where, like, we don't bother sticking around after dark. We just go back and enjoy our resort, but this sounds really fun.
Yeah. It is definitely worth it. Like, I would see it again out of all of the shows that I've seen. Oh, and also, I forgot to mention, we did the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy, which was also new there. And we did it just because, again, it was Hollywood Studios kind of beat us up a little bit with how hot it was. So we wanted a cool place to just sit down. And the animatronic for Lightning McQueen is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Like, it was incredibly done and very well thought out. And the show was like 10 minutes long. But, you know, they reveal him, and like me and my boyfriend both were like, whoa, along with like all the other little boys and girls who were freaking out. There was the 2 20-year-olds like screaming, ka-chow!
I love it.
It was a really good day. And I think that the new things in Hollywood Studios, I think that they're trying to make a little more activities available before Galaxy's Edge opens, and also for the opening of it, that way people can still do other things if they're not going to the Star Wars area. But it was a really good day. And then our next day was Animal Kingdom. So we actually got lucky because my boyfriend's cousin works at Flight of Passage, so we were able to get fast passes for it. And the first thing we did of the day was we met Mickey and Minnie. We just did a fast pass for it because it was available, and we just kept a rolling fast pass throughout the day. And it was such a good meet and greet because she was in her, Minnie was in her little safari outfit, and I kind of had flowy green overalls. And so she pointed, like, we're matching with each other. So we were super happy to meet them. And then we went to Dinosaur because we both are like science people.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And it was a fun way to start the day. And I said, like, it's amazing how people say that the ride is dated, but I gotta say that the ride itself still feels so new, and the way that the cart moves.
I love it. And the script, like, there's so many good lines. Like, my family practically talks in Dinosaur and in Seeker. Like, we just quote it to each other all the time. And they have added some, like, a little audio animatronics or, like, little differences in the lighting that I feel like have made it a little bit fresher. But, yeah, I love that ride.
Absolutely. And also, like, the track never feels jerky, which some of the other older rides can kind of feel rickety, but it goes so smooth. And we were in the front row for it, and so it really just, you're looking around and you can't tell where you're going to turn next because they keep the track so dark. So it did feel like you were in this, like, expedition to find the dinosaur.
Yeah, and, you know, and I was just thinking how you said you felt a little motion sick on I was going to say Galaxy's Edge. I mean, Star Tours. There it is. Which I'm the same way. I'll ride it, but, like, I'll get off and be like, oh, should I have ridden that? But I've never felt motion sick on Dinosaur. Even though you have, like, the fun, you know, back and forth, it's still a great ride.
Definitely. It keeps it. I think there's something about the 3D in Star Tours that kind of messes
with brain.
The visual and the movement. And then we went on, speaking of motion sickness, we went on Primeval World.
Oh boy, that is motion sickness.
which I warned my boyfriend because he's more prone to motion sickness than me. I was like, I like made him watch it. And I was like, this is what it is, because he can't do like anything like the teacups. And he was like, no, I think I'll be okay. And after we got off, he's like, I'm happy we did that once, but I'm never doing it again. which that was like my favorite ride as a kid, so I always like to revisit it, and then I wonder why was it my favorite ride, because it really whips you around. And then we got a fast pass for the safari, and it was about 11, and it was an incredible one because all of the animals were really active. We got to see the giraffes very close, and they had a lot of the, like, the Ankole cattle, the ones with the long horns.
Those are my favorite. Watusi cattle.
They're so cool. They're awesome. And we had a couple of, I think that was this safari, that there was a rhino in the road at one point, or an elephant. There was one big animal that, like, delayed our cars. Like, it was like a 6-car jam. And so we were stuck all the way back in, like, the giraffe section. So we got to see them for a long time. And there was a couple of babies. Aww. So that was really fun to see, which they look so little. And then the person over the safari is like, and the babies are born at 6 feet tall. And we're like, oh my goodness. And then we headed over to Pandora and used a Flight of Passage Fast Pass. And it was my boyfriend's first time riding it. And it was about my third or fourth time riding it. And it's just, it's unmatched of how good that ride is. And that's the ride with the movement in the 3D that they just updated the 3D technology, because it does not bother me at all with any sort of sickness. And I actually looked around because I remember, like, a long time ago, back when Josh was on the podcast saying to look down and see how it was done. And so I got to see, like, the wall of people who were watching it with us. It's wild to think about it. And afterwards, I was trying to explain, like, how it was done to my boyfriend, because I was like, okay, now that you've ridden it, I want to talk about how it's done. It's
you
very
don't even
cool.
think about it when you go, like, up and down those staircases, but it's like there's so many people there with you. But yet it feels like it's really just you on your dragon. It's not a dragon, whatever it is. Banshee.
The Banshee. And then we ate at Satuli's Canteen for lunch, because it's the best food. We got the rice and beans with the beef, and we got, like, the bean vinaigrette, and I think that was it. And we just split the bowl, because it's so much food that you're kind of able to split it. And especially for the price, that was another thing, is we split a lot of meals, or we would go back and forth. If we wanted like a Dole Whip, one of us would buy it, and then like the next fancy drink or something like that that would come along, the other one would buy it to kind of split it off, but still get to try all of them.
Then you get to eat twice as much delicious Disney food.
Yes. Absolutely. And also, I forgot to mention that my boyfriend packed like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and snacks for himself just to save some money, which I was like, I'm not doing that. I will spend money on Disney food. But he was able to, like, he would either eat, like, a bigger lunch or a bigger dinner, and then he would have his breakfast and lunch already packed with him. Yeah. And then we went to the Up Bird Show because we were passing it as it was about to start. So we were like, let's just see. And the birds were amazing. The show was kind of weird. Like, the parts with Russell and Doug, I feel like they just tried to... I would have enjoyed it more if they just kept the characters out of it altogether, which I guess to keep children engaged if they were watching it makes sense why they were there. But it didn't feel like a fully cohesive storyline.
Yeah, and I can see how Up somehow wouldn't fit as well. Like, they used to have, like, a Pocahontas and her forest friends, and I feel like Pocahontas kind of makes a little more sense. But still, like, they don't need a Disney character every single time. Like, there are so many Disney characters.
Exactly. But it was cute, and it was outside, but again, they had those big fans, so it kind of kept you cooler midday, because this was about, like, 1 o'clock. And, like, the birds were super cool. They had chickens trained, which I was like, how do you train a chicken? Like, I feel like they're not, like, the smartest animals around.
What could they do? Just walk in?
They would walk in, they would, like, run across the stage if, like, Russell was chasing them, or no, Doug was chasing them. And then they had him, like, pecking at a radio so the music would change on the people. And so it was just, like, funny stuff like that that I was still, like, amazed. And then they had some talking parrots, and they had one bird that, like, caught a grape. Like, they threw it way up in the air, and it was able to catch it midair. So it was a fun show, though, and it's definitely a good, like, afternoon break show.
Rest your feet.
Like, I think that I would do it again. Absolutely. And then we got a fast pass for Cali River Rapids, which, since it was, like, starting to get hotter, was, like, the perfect cool down. But neither of us were the person who got absolutely soaked. It was a guy across the way from us who really got the brunt of it. And it's so funny. We said nothing brings people together like a roaring
this
rapids
is true.
Ride. Because immediately you're, like, pointing and laughing at strangers you don't know when they're getting
you never know who's gonna get it next.
Exactly. And
it sounds like you had pretty good luck picking up fast passes day of.
Definitely. It was May 6th through 10th was our trip, and, well, 6th through 9th were the days that we were in the park. And so it was right after they had some cheerleading festivals, but before, like, the summer crowds picked up.
Nice.
So it was a really sweet spot where it wasn't too crowded. And from crowd calendars, it was all in the green for that chunk of, like, 5 days, which was perfect because it was only a couple of days after I graduated. So
that's awesome.
It was really easy to keep on picking them up throughout the day. The hardest part to pick them up was Hollywood Studios, just because there's not as much options for fast passes. But for Animal Kingdom, I just kept a rolling fast pass all day and was able to pick up a lot of them. And then after that, we went to Festival of the Lion King, which is my favorite.
So fun.
It's my favorite show at Disney. It is so good. And that was really fun. And afterwards, like, my boyfriend was like, why do they have another show? Like, that was, this was perfect. It was so good.
The songs are so good, and the performers are so cool.
Yes, and the tumble monkeys are so fun. And the stilt walkers are incredible. They're the people who I always watch, because they're jumping up and down and partying while on those stilts, and I don't even know how they do it. It's crazy.
There are so many things to watch in that show, especially, like, at the end when they're all out. Like, because I feel like each costume, like the zebra girl and the giraffe girl, like, you wanted to stop and study the costumes.
Yes,
they're so beautiful.
Absolutely. And then we got some Dole Whip at the place, I forget where it is. It's like right off Harambe Market that sells Dole Whip.
Oh, yeah. And Tamu Tamu, I think.
Yes. Maybe. And we got lucky because we got there and there was nobody in line, and literally as we were picking up our Dole Whip, a line of like 30 appeared out of nowhere. So we were really happy that we got our Dole Whip before.
You set the Dole Whip trend. Yes. Everyone came.
I think that a show might have just ended, and so everybody rushed over, but we got really lucky with that, and then walked over to see Finding Nemo the musical, which I always love seeing that, and I think that the puppetry is really fun, and it tells the story really well, and it was his first time seeing it, and then my friend from the Disney College program met us there, too, and it was her first time seeing it, and she loved it. So I was happy to bring them to see it. And then we all got fast passes for, Kilimanjaro Safari again. And this time it was like a nighttime one. It was about like 5:30. So we got to see a whole different slew of animals. Like we saw a lot of elephants. We saw like a baby elephant with his mom and dad walking together. So it was
That's so cool.
It was so sweet.
Like bookend your day with Kilimanjaro.
Absolutely. And I think we did a quick Expedition Everest didn't have a long wait, so we just waited in the queue for that and rode it once, which I think the backwards part, it never has bothered me before, but I think after like a long day in the heat, the backwards part kind of got me a little dizzy, but it was it wasn't too bad. We just didn't want to ride it again because sometimes I'll ride it like six times in a row, but it was not one of those times. We ate at Flame Tree Barbecue for dinner and got those pork fries, which are so good. Nice. That's like one of my like go must do things at Animal Kingdom because I love them.
Wow. So is it like pulled pork on top of fries?
It is. So it's like pulled pork with barbecue sauce and a little bit of cheddar cheese on top of French fries. Nice. And it is so tasty. It's like my favorite snack to get there. And it's always good to eat around dinner time because I like at the end of a Disney day, I don't want to have something super heavy, but I still want to have something like that's fun to eat. So it was good. And then we watched the Pandora Drummers because they're amazing and I love watching their show. I think it's so much fun. And then we did Flight of Passage again, and that was how we ended our night at Animal Kingdom.
That's so fun. You guys packed in so much to your days. Like, you really got a ton done.
We were like the next day was our rest day, and like we took a 5-hour nap that day because we had all good intentions. We woke up the next morning like at like 11 and we were like, let's go to Disney Springs and explore around because he had never been before. And it took 2 hours in Disney Springs that day. I was so happy we weren't in the park because it was the hottest day of our trip. Ugh. It was like 90 and there was no clouds whatsoever. So we like went to World of Disney. We went to Uniqlo. We didn't get anything. And then we went to BB Wolf's for lunch because that's another one of my favorite places to eat.
I love they still have the trio, right? Of like mini hot dogs.
That's what we ended up getting actually. Because my favorite was the Greek dog, but they took it off the menu.
So they switch out those flavors because I remember the first time we went they had I can't remember what it was now, but they switched it out, and now it sounds like they've switched it again.
Because the Greek one had like gyro meat and feta cheese, and it was really good, and I walked up and I was craving it, and like it wasn't on the menu, and I was like, oh no. So we ended up splitting the trio with it had the Hawaiian hot dog on it, which had like a pineapple salsa type thing with like some red onions in it, and it had a soy sauce kind of sauce on it. I'm not exactly sure how to describe it, but it was really good. And then it had the chili cheese dog, and then it had the one with like sauerkraut on it, whatever that one is. And it was really good. I ended up just eating a little bit of the Hawaiian one because it was so hot and I was getting tired, so I wasn't in the mood for a full meal. But like my boyfriend said that the other two were really good too, and he liked them. And then we took that infamous 5-hour nap. We went back after we ate. But then we ended up going to the mini golf course.
Fun. So, over by Boardwalk and Beach Club.
Yes, the Fantasia Gardens.
Yeah.
So a warning is there's two courses, and one of them has Disney, and the other one is just, like, a regular golf course, but miniature. So we wanted to do, just because we didn't want to, we didn't know if one was, like, super easy and more, like, kid-themed. We were like, which one's the harder one? And they were like, oh, the fairways. And we were like, okay, awesome. And we started doing it, and there was no characters and, like, nothing. Like, it just looked like a plain golf course. And we look over, and we see, like, the buckets from Fantasia and, like, this spinning hippos, and we were like, we have FOMO of the other golf course. And we were only like two holes in, and so we walked back and we were like, we didn't realize that this didn't have animation. Can we go to the other side? And the lady was, it was like 7 p.m. and she was like, of course you can. So it was so cute. I definitely think it's a great like off day option, because it was very fun. It's really good to do at night because there isn't, like, shade on the mini golf course. But each one had a little poem, like, along with it, each hole, that kind of told you how to, what to aim for. So if there was, like, a mushroom, it was, like, wait until he pokes his head out and stuff like that. It was very, very fun. They had, like, the brooms with the buckets shooting out water. You went into, like, the mountain. So it was a really fun way to use an off day and still feel like that Disney feel without being in the park. And then we headed over to the boardwalk, and it ended up being that it was fireworks time, so we got to see the fireworks from the boardwalk.
That's fun.
Which was great. And my boyfriend got Ample Hills ice cream. Yum. He got the malty, salty pretzel crunch one.
Wow.
And
that
then
sounds delicious.
They had a Shirley Temple one, which was like ginger ale and cherry.
Wow.
And that one was like a sherbet, so I had a little bit of that. And then I got a cannoli at the bakery.
Yum.
And we got to watch, they had the little circus acts going on the boardwalk since it was nighttime. So we watched a guy do like a balancing act and a juggling act, which was really fun. And headed back home. And then the last day, so we headed home, and then I was just curious and looking up dining reservations for the next day because we were going to be in Magic Kingdom. And an 8 a.m. Be Our Guest popped up. And I like screamed, and I was like, we have to get this, because it was just too, those are the hardest ones to get.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to get this. So we had to wake up very early. So it was good that we kind of used that day to rest a lot.
Yeah.
We had to get up pretty early. We woke up at like 6 the next day and headed to the parks. And we got into Be Our Guest. The line outside of Be Our Guest was crazy. So we ended up not getting seated until like 8:15. We did pre-order our food. I got a thing off the kids menu because you could still do that at Be Our Guest.
Yes.
So I got the Maurice's scrambled eggs and bacon. So it had scrambled eggs. It had bacon, and it came with the pastries as well. Nice. And then my boyfriend got the Gaston's one, which is with like the sausage and the bacon and the eggs and the potatoes. And we finished up. The breakfast was great, and I just love how beautiful the theming of
which room did you sit in?
We sat in the main dining hall area. Nice. So we got to see, you know, the gorgeous painting on the ceiling and the windows with the snow falling down.
So beautiful.
So it was really good. And we ended up getting out of there at like 8:45. And nice. I'm not a big fan of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And like, I'd shown my boyfriend the ride video just to see if he would want to do it. Because I'm like, if we got the dining reservation, we can always just hop in line for Seven Dwarfs before it starts. And he kind of didn't want to do it either. And I'd completely, like, not thought about this beforehand, but that Peter Pan's flight is right there too.
Yeah.
And that always has a super long wait.
It does.
So we ended up waiting in line and getting on Peter Pan's flight the first day, the first thing of the day. And like, we were the third ship that like set
off to Neverland.
So we were very happy about that. And I just never ride it when I go because it's so impossible to get a fast pass for. So we got really lucky with that. And then we had a fast pass for Splash Mountain, so we needed to head over to like Frontierland area. So we just did the Haunted Mansion because we were walking through. And there was no wait for that. We were, I think, the first people on, like, the first group to go on for the day. And then we did Splash Mountain with a fast pass. And then we rode it again without a fast pass because the wait was so short. Awesome. And this day, let me say, Magic Kingdom was empty. Like, wow. It was so crazy. We kept on being like, oh, once it's like that 3 o'clock, like it'll pick up more. And yeah, it was really empty the entire day. We got really lucky with the way things worked out. We rode Pirates. We went over because we had a pre-booked Space Mountain fast pass. And then we met Goofy and Donald in Casey's Corner area. Because they had a 5-minute wait and we were like, when are we going to meet them in like 5 minutes? And the Goofy was amazing. Like he was so much fun to meet. He was a really good meet and greet, and the Donald was okay, but the Goofy really like stood out to me. He was like pretending
great Goofini.
Yes. He was pretending to steal me from like my boyfriend and was waving at Grant like, bye, you can go now. And was like keeping me, which was really funny. And then we did PhilharMagic, which I have such like nostalgia for that because I remember when it came out and thinking it was the coolest thing ever with like the smell of the champagne and everything like that. And my boyfriend loved it as well. He said that that was his favorite like animated or animatronic show of the day. He said that he loved that movie. But we ate at Casey's Corner for lunch and we got the corn dog nuggets. And I got the mint julep lemonade, which is like one of my favorite drinks at Disney. I think it's so tasty. And there was the Move It, Shake It party happening in the middle of Magic Kingdom area. So we were happy that we had gotten there before it had started because it always crowds up the walkways. But by the time we had finished, I had picked up a Buzz Lightyear Fast Pass.
Nice.
And we did that, and then we did the, we went to go on the Laugh Floor and it closed, which I'd never heard of that one closing down before.
You wouldn't think that would have like a malfunction or anything.
Yeah, we were waiting in line and then I looked on the app because I was going to try and pick up something else, and I see it like temporarily closed while I'm waiting in line, and I'm like, that's weird because nobody said anything yet. And then like a few minutes later they were like, everybody, you know, clear out. So
how funny that the app updated before before they announced it in person.
I was like, everybody else is more informed than we are, because like somebody, it caused like a little bit of like a scene because like somebody in the line like screamed, they were like, the ride's closed, why are we waiting right now? Which it was like midday, I think people might have been a little bit hungry and tired. So we headed over to Country Bears, which I love Country Bears. I do not know why. I know it's, and like afterwards,
it's one of those ones where you just love it or hate it.
Exactly. My boyfriend was like, I feel like that was like a fever dream of some kind. Like, I feel like it wasn't real.
Yes.
Because I was like, you know, when the girl comes down on the swing, my gosh. I was like, look up. And he's like, what's going on?
What is this?
But I always find it fun and it makes me laugh really hard. And we were starting to get really tired, so then we went to Tiki Room, and we ended up falling asleep in the Tiki Room.
Cast members had to shoot you out.
We woke up when the thunder cracked after all get crazy, but, like, literally, like, we both fell asleep. Like,
that's so funny.
Which is probably not the best thing, but it was it was a great place to nap for parents who need like a 15-minute nap. It's dark, it's quiet, and the thunder will wake you up, guaranteed.
Nice.
And that kind of gave us our second wind after that. So then I picked up a Jungle Cruise Fast Pass, and we had a great skipper who was a lot of fun. And then we did a Pirates Fast Pass. This is like the section of like I was picking up Fast Passes like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So we rode Pirates for the second time. Then we rode Winnie the Pooh with a Fast Pass. Then we rode Little Mermaid, like Voyage of the Little Mer, or not Voyage, Ariel's Under the Sea thing.
I like that one.
With the fastest. That one's so fun. And I love, like, the Under the Sea scene. It's so good.
All the songs are so good. It's just so sweet.
Yes. And the Ursula is always so cool. Yeah. Like, I love seeing her. And then we met Daisy and Pluto in the Casey's Corner area, because it used to be Daisy and Minnie, but she moved to the front of with Mickey now.
Oh my gosh.
So now they move Pluto into her section, which I guess with her training dogs, it still makes sense. So him having the dogs, still like it.
I wonder if it's still all pink and frilly, though, probably.
It is.
Does he have a costume? Or?
He has a little top hat.
Okay.
So it's cute, and he was fun to meet, and so is Daisy. Daisy is always fabulous to me. Yeah. She's very sassy and fun. And then we rode Barnstormer with the Fast Pass, and because it actually had a wait, which surprised me. It had like a 30-minute wait, which I've never seen before. So I just booked a Fast Pass for it. And then I met Ariel in her grotto with the Fast Pass as well. Oh my gosh,
just powering through. I love it.
I know. And it was all in kind of the same area, which made it nice. So we weren't walking really far. And then we did the People Mover just to cool down a bit, and it's always so fun to see the inside of the attractions. And then we ate at Starlight Cafe for dinner, which was another night that I got a kid's meal. And I got the chicken nuggets. They gave me chicken nuggets, fries, two little like cutie oranges, and like a squeeze applesauce pouch and a juice box. Like, it was like a crazy amount of food and like sides. And then my boyfriend got like a bacon burger, I think. And so we got to watch Sunny Eclipse doing his little show, which I vividly remember from like my first trip there when I was four. Like, I remember watching him. So it was fun. And it actually wasn't, the time that we went, it wasn't super crowded with family. So it was fun to be able to enjoy it and it not be too loud. And then I got another Jungle Cruise Fast Pass. So we went on again with a different skipper this time. So we got to hear some new jokes.
Oh, nice.
Throughout it. And then we kind of ran out of things to do because we had just had that huge chunk of like doing every ride with the Fast Pass. So we ended up going to Swiss Family Treehouse.
Oh, that's fun. I like walking through there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very cute. It's a lot of stairs. I will say it's not a
this
break
is true.
Place.
No.
Because afterwards we were like, our legs are sore, and we're like, it's the treehouse. But it was fun to walk through, and then we were running out of stuff to do, so we did the Hall of Presidents because we were at a loss of things to do for a little bit because it wasn't quite like the nighttime shows yet.
Yeah. And you must have practically hit every attraction.
We really did. And like, we just didn't do any like Dumbo or Magic Carpet or teacups because of his motion sickness. Mm. So aside from that, we had done everything at this point, which I will say, like, I thought, I was like, the Hall of Presidents probably isn't going to be like too bad, like, as far as like, and it was pretty pretty boring throughout
the whole thing. It's pretty deadly.
It, like, because there's the movie and then they name every single president for like,
that's what gets you. The movie's not too bad, but then there are 40 some presidents.
Yeah, and each one just kind of nods and then moves on. And so, but we like joke about it even now. So it was something fun to do just to say we did it. And then we went back over to Space Mountain and it had like no wait. I have no idea why. It was like, it was before Happily Ever After it started. So we rode it 2 times in a row.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because there was no wait whatsoever and it didn't bother us motion sickness wise. So we just went on again. And as we were walking out, we didn't plan it, but Happily Ever After it just started. Aww. And I had never seen it. I think I might have seen Wishes once. I'm not a big watching the fireworks person because I'm such like a go, go, go throughout the park. But we had done everything.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting a really good spot on the side of Tomorrowland, a little bit towards the back, but we didn't have any view obstructions. Nice. And it was before like Main Street had started. We ended up just squeezing in a little section and then a stroller left. So we ended up getting in even further.
Wow.
And I cried at that show. It was so well done. And like when the lanterns from Tangled came up, it was really fun to see. And like I loved it. I loved the Tarzan section. All of it was really beautiful because that was my first time seeing a projection show on the castle, because I just never done it before. And it was so well done. And then we had to like beeline as soon as it ended because we wanted to hit Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain again before the park closed. So as everybody's pushing out of the park, we're like aiming for Frontierland. And we rode Splash Mountain, which I think was the biggest mistake of the trip, because I sat on the right side of the log and I was front row, and I have never seen anybody walk off Splash Mountain so soaked before. Like, from the top of my head, anything that could have hit me did. From, like, when you're going, you're passing the big drop for the first time.
Yeah, the briar patch, log goes down. Jets. They can get you. Oh, my God.
It hit me right on my, like, head and just toppled down me. So before the big drop, like, and anytime we went down a little one, like, Slip and Falls or the Laughing Place one, like, they must have just filled it or something, because, like, they were just, it was swishing, like, so up much onto me. So I, like, left, and I'm like, we need to ride Big Thunder Mountain. I need to dry off somewhat, because I was soaked top to toe, and I was like in little like overall like things, like cotton overalls, and you could just see like it was absolutely soaked. So
Splash Mountain is one of those that will surprise you, because most of the time you're fine, but every so often it just pulls a Cali River Rapids on you.
And in the morning we had ridden it twice and we were fine. Like, and I had ridden on the right side one time, he had ridden on the right side one time. None of us really got that wet, and like we got stopped at the like little waterfall right at the end. And I mean, by the big drop, like we did, I did like a crying face on the big drop because I was just already soaked. I'm like, here comes more. And so the final ride that we rode of the night was Big Thunder Mountain, which I think is so much better at night than at day. I love that ride at night. I love the way they light up the rocks, and we got front row for it, which I think is actually fun to be front row, because you see the little like car where the conductor should be, and it just looks right, like it's going crazy. So it really feels like the runaway train. And then we headed out for the night, and I got a Winnie the Pooh pillow pet in the Emporium, because that's like my go-to souvenir, because they're really comfortable, and they're not like a regular stuffed animal, so like I can use them in car rides and stuff like that. And so that was our last park day, and other than that, we just went, we got a Dole Whip at the Polynesian before we left, and then we headed home.
Aww. Wow, you packed in so much, though.
I know. We were really lucky with the crowds and the weather that we were able to kind of be monsters going through the parks, but it was a really good trip, and it was definitely like worth it. And other than park tickets, we like packing food definitely did help keep the cost down, as well as like kids' meals was the best thing that kind of made things cost effective.
What a fun time. And had you been to Disney recently, or had it been a little while?
So I had been in December, so I had a pretty recent one where I only went to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, and I try to go once every year, once every other year, but what's funny is my boyfriend has no nostalgia from Disney, because his first time going, he was 18, and it was with a theater group, so it wasn't even like a family trip where he really got to experience what he wanted to do. It was more of like a group, like, let's see if this pack of 20 people can go and try to wait on this ride. So it was really like all a new experience for him, and he absolutely loved it. Like, he had so much fun. And we still like talk about it every day, because it was a really cool experience to be with somebody who doesn't have that much nostalgia with it, versus me, where I'm like, I remember when I was 4 and I saw this and it was great. So It was good to see. I hadn't been to Hollywood Studios since like 2016, so it had changed a lot since the last time I'd been there, with Toy Story Land and seeing some Galaxy's Edge construction, as well as the launch bay, I don't think was there back then. yeah, it was really cool to see some of the updates and even getting to see things that had been there last time I was there, like, happily ever after.
Yeah.
So it was really fun.
Aww, what a fun way to celebrate your graduation, too, like, right afterwards, to definitely have that to look forward to.
Yeah. It was like the countdown to Disney was a little bit more important than the countdown to graduation for me. I was like, all right, it's 10 days to graduation, but it's 12 days till Disney.
Well, congratulations on your graduation, and thank you so much for being on the podcast. This was so much fun to hear about your trip.
Thank you for having me.
So if you guys listening want to follow Taylor, Taylor, do you want to tell them where to find you?
Sure. My Instagram is at Taylor Sage. It's TayLorSage.
And I will leave that linked in the description. You can also follow the podcast on social media. All those links, you know where to find them. So thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. I hope everybody has a magical day. Bye, guys.